What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul and how to activate your potential and express your greatest gifts and talents and leap into your biggest dreams. And as I'm saying this, tomorrow, I want to remind all of us that it's 11-11-11. So make sure you get really crystal clear on your dreams. And on my website, I have the free training, the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. So if any one of you want to go there, it's free. It's on www.yoursoulguidance.com. And it's the perfect day, I would say, to start, you know, start right on with your dream. But about this show today, we have our most special guest, Christine Arilo, and she's the queen of self-love. And I'm so honored to have her here on this day. And soon she's even going to be my colleague because she will have her own show on Transformation Talk Radio. But I'm sure Christine will talk with you all about that. Today, she is going to talk about choosing me before we. It's about how to love your love life, no matter what's happening in your relationship. If you're single or married or dating, the truth is that most of us most of us push away the thing we most want. That's love, right? And why? Because we let fear move into our hearts and minds and let it run our love life. And here she is with humor, honesty, and vulnerability. Christine will show both man and woman how to kick fear out of your love life, how to trade in love weapons for love wealth, how to make sure your relationship supports your dreams, and how to create intimacy and partnership. So we have so much good stuff here today. So stay tuned on Your Soul Guidance with me. We're live every Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. So let me introduce Christine, the queen of self-love. She's the popular author of Choosing Me Before We, Every Woman's Guide to Life and Love. Christine, she's known as the queen of self-love, and her insights, her perspectives, and daring take on love in all its forms. She has been featured on TV, radio stations across the country, including ABC, CBS, E! Entertainment, Fox, as well in front of all these audiences in top spas and retreats all over the world, and in corporations throughout America. Christine is one of today's transformational teachers on the topic of love and self-love. She co-founded the Inner Mean Girl Reform School, a virtual school where women go to transform their self-sabotaging voices into self-empowering ones. She's also the founder of Madly in Love with Me, an international movement of self-love, which includes a free self-love kit, which you can download on chooseselflove.com. And I tell you, I have that self-kit, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's something that I thought, you know, I could even print out for my daughter and give it as a Christmas gift. It's absolutely delicious. So Christine will talk about that later. She has this official self-love holiday on February 13th. So mark that on your calendars. Christine, I don't want to wait any longer and give you the floor. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Saskia. I love sitting and welcome. Hello, everyone out there listening to us. I love just listening and hearing as you're saying all that, because it gets my self-love, like, mojo all moving. And I'm like, we're going to spend the hour talking about love. This is going to be fabulous.
I know. And you are fabulous. I mean, I've interviewed Christine as one of the gurus, one of the happiness gurus, and people who listened to those interviews were so excited, and that, you know, you're so vibrant and you really walk your talk. So, Christine, what I want to ask, I ask all my guests, and I would say to you, you know, I say, what happens when we say goodbye to our old small self? And maybe, you know, you would say, when you say goodbye to that mean girl, or, you know, you have a way to manage her, and you say hello to your soul, have you experienced that turning point, and what happened?
Yeah, it's interesting being announced as the queen of self-love and as an author of the book Choosing Me Before We, and as the creator of the International Day of Self-Love, and all these things that you would might think that, oh, well, this is a woman who has loved herself her whole life, and, you know, who's been a transformational teacher her whole life, and you know, I guess that would, I think it would probably be a really boring story. It's actually much more interesting than that. I almost ended up selling cheese for a living. Oh, I almost ended up selling cheese for a living. I was living what I thought was the American dream. I was, you know, moving up the corporate ladder, having the big corporate career. I was getting my MBA at one of the best business schools in the country, on my fast track to becoming a brand manager, which, you know, I would have ended up working for a company like Kraft selling cheese, which is how I almost ended up selling cheese. And I don't even really like Kraft cheese. I don't even know if Kraft cheese is really cheese, but I definitely don't like it. I definitely didn't want to be living in Chicago, which is where I had lived my whole life. I had always wanted to live in California. I had always wanted to work in a fashion industry. I had always wanted to live a very adventurous life, and I found myself living in a suburb in a big house with a big car, with a big mortgage, with a big job, and with a potentially big husband. He was my fiance, 6'4", 230 pounds. And this was back, this was about 10 years ago. I was 30 years old at the time, totally, you know, asleep that my heart and soul had a different idea about what my life should be and could be than what I was actually living. And it wasn't that I didn't know. I think deep down I did know. I had this whole other life inside of me. I was just unwilling to look at it because I was so afraid. Mm. And because I was so self-confident, because I was so outwardly successful, and because I was generally a happy person, I didn't know that I was afraid. You know, I was a strong woman. The word fear and weak didn't enter into my vocabulary, because I was really unwilling to look at the truth that I was afraid to be alone, that I was afraid, I had a definite fear of abandonment running through me. I was afraid of being rejected. So I was doing the things that I knew how to do and do well. And thankfully, what happened for me, my turning point, Saskia,
yeah,
as I'm sure many of those listening right now have had your own turning points, was it was kind of painful. It was on the way to my engagement party. And my fiance at the time stopped the car outside my mother's house and turned and looked at me and said, Chris, I don't love you. Chris, I don't want to marry you. And Chris, I've been cheating on you for the last 6 months.
Hmm.
And that was, for those who, whenever I tell the story, and I'm told it a gazillion times, is I'm always like right back in that chair.
Right.
And right back in that seat in that SUV next to him. And I write back to that woman, and I know exactly how I felt. And the scary thing is I didn't look at him and say, you know what, that's nice, but we have, you know, I'm a strong woman, screw you, I'm out of here. I looked at him and said, there's a party to go to, and we'll fix it later.
Mm.
Because I was so wrapped in my grip and my fear that I was unable to even consider the fact that this relationship was over and I was going to have to face the biggest fears of my life. And thank goodness Saskia did not take me back, even though I begged and cried. And I cried a lot. I cried so much I couldn't wear makeup anymore. I had to stop wearing mascara. Like, even waterproof mascara was not working out for me. So I just stopped wearing it. And I remember the day I went to go, my girlfriend said to me, she goes, Christine, you have to stop, I love you, but you have to stop calling me at work and crying all the time because I have to get some work done. I want you to go see somebody. And I thought she was going to send me to go see a therapist, which, of course, I did later on. But she goes, no, I want you to see my astrologist. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I had never seen an astrologist before. I grew up in the Midwest, didn't know anything about this. Of course, now I have two astrologists on staff all the time. for me, I want to know, a girl, man, you should never live without your astrologist. But anyway, back then I didn't know this.
Yes.
Do you have one, Saskia? Do you have an astrologer that you work with?
I have two, and it's super important. I start my day January 1st, usually, with my, you know, my chart read, and then, you know, I'll when things are either, you know, firing up, I'm like, I better check in with my astrologist what's going on here. It gives me so much clarity. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and today it was really exciting that we're doing the call today. Today's a full moon, and the full moon is all about expansion and all about really opening up to receive even more than ever even imagined. So this is a great call that you're on. You probably all didn't know that you're coming to this call to really open up yourself, to expand into love, to receive. Like, my wish for everyone listening, you leave this call more full of love than you ever could have imagined, that you open up with your love quotient ready to be expanded. And, you know, that's what happened to me when I went to go see, and it's with our love for ourselves. That's what I teach. That's what I know. That's what I've dedicated my life to. I've since left the corporate six-figure job behind and have dedicated my life to really making self-love a tangible reality for every woman, girl, man, boy on this earth, because I know, as was pointed out to me when I went to the astrologer who said, honey, you can keep following this guy around for the next 40 years and he'll keep breaking your heart. Or you can leave and your life will open up into possibilities you could never imagine.
Well, Christine, hold on to that thought. We're almost going to break. You are listening to Your Soul Guidance and we have a quick break, but we have this special guest, Christine Arilo, who is talking about choosing me before we. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei. the healthy chocolate. Chosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Chosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Hello, dear listeners. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And my special guest today is the queen of self-love, Christina Rylo. And she's talking with us about choosing me before we, how to love your love life no matter what's happening in your relationships. But before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact and connect with Christine. Christine, can you tell them, you know, about your amazing free gift for sure, and how they can find you?
Yes. So the secret to having a fabulous love life is loving yourself first. And so what I created, because I didn't know how to love myself first, had no freaking clue, I created a self-love Lollapalooza in a box. It is the official Madly in Love with Me kit. You can go to the URL ChooseSelfLove.com, ChooseSelfLove.com. And this is the booklet, there's a guidebook in there that Saskia had mentioned. Actually, it's a hand-illustrated, I believe, 25-page booklet that guides you through the journey of self-love. And that 25-page booklet will actually be, I'm writing the actual full 200-page book as we speak. So that booklet is there, all hand-illustrated, takes you through a journey of loving yourself. And then three audio teachings on some of the areas that are hardest for ourselves to love ourselves. So there's one about how to actually choose me before we in your love life, another one on radical self-care, and another one about kicking your inner mean girl out of your head and really stop being so hard on yourself. So three big areas of love. And then there's also the official love self-love song. There is an official self-love song. Every year we pick one, and this one was created by a woman in Canada, and it's called I Love Myself. So if you go to ChooseSelfLove.com, it's free. You can download it. And I'd love to have you in as one of our self-love ambassadors.
I know, and I can recommend it wholeheartedly to everybody. It's just absolutely delicious for you to just print it out and have it.
Well, thank you, Saskia. The reason I created it was because I meet so many. Once I get over the hump, people, when they realize that self, like loving themselves, is actually where having a great love life starts. You know, we are programmed, even now as independent, strong women and men, we're still programmed to believe that our love comes from outside of ourselves. It's all over the TV. It's all over the airwaves. And so I love Transformational Talk Radio, and the fact that you're doing a show like this is because you can come in here. Everyone listening right now, you've made a decision to tune into love. Like, you have made a decision to tune into love. So you are actually amplifying the amount of love that is in yourself, in your heart, in your soul, versus tuning into and plugging into all that fear-based yuck-yuck that tells you that the love you're looking for is outside yourself. And I didn't get that. You know, I didn't get that 10 years ago. The reason I didn't leave my ex-fiancé 14 years earlier was because I didn't believe that anyone would love me if he didn't love me. And he didn't even love me very well. You know, he loved me as best as he could. But I had to really get that the love I was looking for is the love inside of me. And yeah. And so many people, which is interesting, Saskia, I don't know if you've ever come across this, I'm always floored that I do meet a lot of people who think self-love is narcissistic.
Yeah.
Hated and vain.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that a lot of the people here on your show are past that point. They really do get that loving themselves is a good idea. However, we're still all affected and impacted by the cultural spell of Self-love is conceit, vanity, and narcissism, which is the current definition, get this, on dictionary.com.
Yeah, I was just going to ask
you
that.
No wonder we find it hard to shine so brightly and not want to, being afraid of being a bragger. It's not so, you know, crazy that when we think we should really want to take care of ourselves that we feel guilty, right?
Because
we think it's selfish. And it's no wonder that we're looking for unconditional love outside of ourselves because we've been told by The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and all those other shows that the love you want it only is there for you when you're in a romantic relationship, which, of course, none of those things are true.
Yeah, and you know, I meet so many people where, you know, they think they have to look for love, and they're looking outside themselves, and, you know, they're very unhappy in themselves, and that's what you say. You got to start with self-love. Do you think, Christine, self-love is more important than self-worth? Because a lot of times people think, you know, if I had enough self-worth, you know, I would be able to reach out or get the dream job or my husband or whatever. Or do you think self-love comes first?
Thank you for asking this question. Okay, everyone, I'm about to revolutionize your mind, okay? Here we go. We are going to tell the truth about what self-love is, because one of the reasons most people do not live a life based in self-love, do not really love themselves, don't have self-worth, don't have self-respect, don't have self-compassion, is because we don't understand what self-love is. Mm-hmm. And so here's the best way that I can explain it. I'm going to explain it in two ways. Number one is that if you think of self-love as a tree, okay, self-love is a tree, and it's the whole tree. The whole thing is self-love, and there are branches of this tree, things like self-compassion, self-care, self-pleasure, self-respect, all those things, self-esteem, self-confidence, all those things that we think are self-love. And it's true. They are components of self-love. They're branches of self-love. They in themselves are only one piece of self-love, which is why you can be a person who has a tremendous amount of self-esteem, but without the branch of self-compassion, you just end up being an achievement junkie who's really hard on herself, right? With tons of self-compassion and that branch really full, without self-esteem, you might just never really be able to get to your heart and soul's desires because you're just really always, you know, kind of feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
And so there's a way in which, and the same thing like with self-care, and you can have tons of self-esteem, your branch of self-care not flowing and flourishing, you'll just work yourself to the bone. And how many of you out there are like that? You just work because you know and you believe in yourself and you believe in what you're doing and you're set to achieve, but you don't take care of yourself. So all the branches are needed. All the branches need to flourish. Just like on a tree, like if half the tree was dead, the tree would fall over, right? So you have to have all your branches flourishing. Now the other piece of the tree, and this is where self-worth comes in, is that trees that are strong, trees that flourish, trees that don't get blown over in storms when hard things come up in our lives, have a strong root system. Mm-hmm. And the root system of self-love is self-worth.
Okay.
The roots of love or self-worth. And by that, what I mean is self-worth is the foundational belief that you are enough.
Yeah.
That you are enough regardless of what you do, what you accomplish, who anybody else has done anything. It's a fundamental feeling inside of yourself that you are enough. And in today's world, that belief is rare. That belief is rare. Now, it's not rare because you don't have it in you. You were all born with the belief are enough. You were all born with strong self-root systems that were rooted into spirit, into unconditional love that you knew you were always connected to no matter what or who was in your life.
It's true.
We can talk about what happened and how that shifted. But that's self-love, and that's what I would really encourage you all to start to think of it as this breath with these strong, strong roots. And Saskia, I'd be happy to share my definition of self-love with everyone.
I would love
if
that.
You don't like it. Okay.
I would love that because I read it, and you first told me, what is in the dictionary. And then you told me the other version. And I think, you know, I have 5 children. And when I look back when there were babies, and probably everybody can imagine, you know, these babies, they're born and they're so filled with self-love. I've always looked at them and like, oh my God, you know, and the way they're like 1 or 2 years old and they run around naked with those chubby bellies and they're so filled with self-love. There's nothing wrong with them. And they fit the description of your self-love, what that means. Can you tell us that? We have like 2 more minutes before we go to break time, but I think it would
be perfect.
Perfect.
Yep, get that. Okay, so here's what I'm going to invite everyone to do. Close your eyes as long as you're not driving a helicopter or some moving device. Close your eyes and take breath with yourself because this is a definition you want to really just feel with your heart and your soul and yourself. So self-love is the unconditional love and respect that you have for yourself that is so deep, so solid, so unwavering that you only allow in relationships, including the one you have with yourself, and situations that reflect that same unconditional love and respect.
Hmm. Can you say that one more time, Christine?
Yeah. So here we go. Self-love is the unconditional love and respect that you have for yourself that is so deep, so solid, so unwavering that you only choose to allow in situations and relationships, including the one you have with yourself, that reflect that same deep, unconditional love and respect.
Wow. Yeah, well, with that, I mean, it's just so beautiful. What can I say? This is what it is, right? And for anyone who wants to connect to Christine, you can go to her website and all these free gifts and this beautiful self-love kit and everything she offers. It's the choose selflove.com?
www.chooseselflove.com.
So go there if you want to see her beautiful self-love kit and all these extra gifts. If you want to get started with your dream and really get going tomorrow, go to yoursoulguidance.com and I have a 21-day free program, The Roadmap to Your Dreams, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance, and stay tuned. We will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine often you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our special guest, Queen of Self-Love, Christina Rylo. And we have this delicious subject about self-love. And in the break, I was just having a brief chat with Christine. And I said, you know, this is such a topic which is, I think, the most important for everyone to get. And I said to Christine, where does self-love go? I mean, where does it go?
Well, the thing here is the truth. We're all born, everyone on the phone, I wanted to give you some good news. You were all born in love with yourself. Uh-huh. It's true. You were born with self-love. You were born with a full, huge heart of love. As if your heart was pink, like the most brilliant pink. Just imagine your heart just super, super pink, super, super pink, super, super pure. There was nothing in it but pure love. And then at some point in your life, it might be a specific time or instance, or it might be a series of instances, you came upon usually another person. Maybe it was a parent or a friend or a teacher or a peer or, you know, the barista. Although I guess at 3 years old, you might not have been meeting baristas. But, you know, you get the drift. You met somebody else, and you came towards that person to meet them in that place of pure love. Because in your beingness, that's all you ever knew. That's where you came from. That's what you had experienced. And when you reached out in pure love, you expected to receive pure love in return. But because these people were older than you, they had already had love cracks. They had already suffered love cracks to their heart, which meant they had already had pain and fear inside of them. So when your pure love reached out to them, you were met with either pain, their pain, or their own fear, their own wounds. And in that moment, your beautiful, pure, innocent heart suffered a love crack. Crack, like imagine that beautiful, pure, pink heart getting a crack, a big black crack that created a fissure, a space, a hole for love stealers to come in. Love stealers are like fear's messengers, and they take up residence. Fear takes up residence in your heart. And over your lifetime, it continues to perpetuate that original block, that original break, that original lie that came in that said love isn't here. For example, with me, one of my first original love cracks was when I was given to my mother. Actually, it happened very early in my life. It was 2 weeks after I was born, and I had been in an incubator because I was premature. And I was given to a mother who had, the whole time I was in her, inside of her, she was grieving the loss of her father. So she was in grief the entire time she was pregnant with me. So when they gave me, the doctors gave me, the nurses gave me to my mother, her heart, a whole big piece of it, because she was total daddy's girl. She was very, I mean, the death of her father was huge for her. She never really processed it, so she just cut off a part of her heart. So when I was given to my mother, that part of the heart opens so that pure love was accessible for me. It wasn't that my mother didn't love me. It wasn't that she wasn't happy to see me. It was that she literally didn't have capacity to receive my love. And so my pure heart was delivered the crack of rejection. And fear of rejection moved in. And then that fear took up residence and pretty much lived there for, 35 years before I really figured out that was what's going on. And this has happened to all of us. You know, it happens over and over. And there's just this fear. It comes in and it makes us afraid. It makes us afraid to open up to receiving love. So that fear of rejection, what that did for me is I stayed in a 14-year relationship so long because I didn't want to have to go out there and be rejected. I was afraid I would be rejected by other people. At least I knew the game with my ex-person, right? I knew the game. It kept me from taking certain risks in my job. It really would get triggered in relationship whenever I felt like somebody wasn't really welcoming me in. And so I became an overdoer. I became an overgiver. I became being over-responsible to my own detriment of my own health. And this is what happens for all of us. All of you have fear that has kind of taken up residence in your heart, and it's not your natural state. Fear is not our natural state. It's an intruder, it's an invader, and we can and you can remove it. You can actually cleanse it out of your heart.
What is a way? Maybe people are listening, Christine, and saying, okay, I want to do that. What is a good first step?
So the first step is identifying your personal brand of fear. This summer, I launched something called the 40-Day Fear Cleanse, a fantastical adventure into freedom. And the 40-Day self-love practice, I'm a big, big, big believer that self-love is a practice, and it's something that you build over time. And when you go into a 40-day practice, there's something about 40 days that the yogis, the brain scientists, and the metaphysicians all agree. If you can do anything for 40 days, you can change a habit, you can release a habit, you can install a new pattern. And so this summer, we launched something called the 40-Day Fear Cleanse. And the first step was to expose fear, expose the fear that's in your life right now. So what you do is just simply to start is ask yourself the question, what's the fear that's running me right now? What's the fear that's running me right now? If you look at the place in your life where you're feeling the most fear, maybe it's in your love life, around relationships, about being alone. Maybe it's in your financial or your career. Maybe it's in your health. Maybe it's just generally in your overall stress level and anxiety level. There's four levels that we look at: emotional freedom, relationship freedom, financial freedom, and wellness freedom. And same fear will show up in all of those. And there's seven, I would say, major fears. There's the fear of rejection. There's the fear of abandonment. There's the fear of being called a fraud. There's the fear of failing. There's the fear of vulnerability, which is very close to the fear of rejection, but slightly different. There's the fear of never living up to your potential. You know, all of these fears and many more run underneath the surface when you're not aware of them. And what fear does, where there is fear, it smushes love. And there's nothing more powerful than love. And love is way stronger than fear. But when you're operating from fear, whether it's in your love life and you're believing that you can't have the love that you want, or you're in a relationship and you are, you know, coming from a place of fear and you're fighting and you're struggling, or you're coming from a place of lack, or you're in it because you're afraid to be rejected, or that rejection shows up, whatever it is, whenever that shows up, love isn't present. Well, it's present, you just can't see it because you're choosing to have faith in fear versus having faith in love. So one thing that you can do, this is one of my favorite things that came out of the fear cleanse. I call it a self-love tic-tac. So I want you all to put this self-love tic-tac in your purse or in your wallet. And in the moments in which you feel afraid, wherever that is, I want you to stop and recognize, oh, this isn't me. It's not my fear, but I'm feeling fear. And I want you to take the self-love tic-tac. And to take the self-love tic-tac, you simply say this mantra out loud over and over again until the fear dissipates. And here's the mantra. Everyone, write this down or close your eyes and commit it to memory. It's very simple. I choose to have faith in love. I choose to release my faith in fear. Or you can just shorten it. I choose to release my faith in fear. I choose to have faith in love. Or I choose to have faith in love. Just say that out loud with me, Saskia. I choose to have faith in love.
I choose to have faith in love.
Faith in love.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's like the energy, like swans and songs. And when you say that, you're inviting love into your life. You're inviting, that's all love needs is your invitation. So whether you're sitting down to work on your bills, you're in a relationship where you're having a fight, you're feeling scared, you're feeling alone, whatever, say those words. I choose to have faith in love over and over again until you can feel love coming into your heart. And I promise you, you will shift your vibration from fear to love, and you will find the path that will bring you more love, more security, all the ways, more the ways that love shows up, security, support, companionship,
wow,
respect.
Christine, do you have days you use that, or are you pretty good on love, self-love now?
Self-love is an everyday practice, Saskia.
Yeah.
It's an everyday, so you better bet I have that self-love tic-tac in my purse. You better bet I do. I mean, I start every morning off with self-love. Here's the other piece of it, is that one simple thing you can do is ask yourself, I want to ask everyone out now, how do you start your day? Do you start your day in love, or do you start your day in stress, anxiety, fear, all that other energy? If you are a person who jumps out of bed before actually connecting to yourself, you've just started your day in fear. If your alarm clock goes off, you just started your day in stress.
Exactly.
My good friend Chris Carlson, who wrote the book Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Women, she always says the way you start your day is the way you live your day.
It's so true.
And it's true.
It's true.
So that tic-tac I gave you, one thing you can do is take a self-love soak in the morning. I call it a self-love soak. Imagine yourself laying in bed. Hopefully a beautiful alarm goes off versus an alarm. If you have an alarm, first thing, go get a loving alarm. Second, so you open your, when you, the alarm goes off or you wake up, you open your eyes, close your eyes, and then you repeat a self-love mantra to yourself. It could be the I choose to have faith in love. Or one of my other favorites, if you're really wanting to cultivate self-love, is your name. For me, Christine, I love you. Christine, I love you. Saskia, I love you. And you say it over and over and over again until you can feel it.
I love you, Christine, but we're going to a break.
Okay, we'll come back. We can talk more about it. Lots of self-love tips.
We're going to go to a break. Everybody who's interested, and I'm sure you are, go to chooseselflove.com to find more about Christine and the great gift to self-love kids. If you want to get started on your dream right away, or want to know more about soul coaching or soul guidance readings, go to yoursoulguidance.com and stay tuned. There's much more good stuff in a moment. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai. The healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, we're back with your soul guidance with Saskia, with the queen of self-love, Christina Rylo, and we're going to dive right back in. Christine, what were we talking about before the break? We were going to do
some self-love tips. We're talking about the self-love soak that you can do in the morning. So one of the things that we do, what I do in all the 40-day self-love practices, and I'm kind of addicted to 40-day self-love practices, I have to say, is always starting off my day with self-love. And so the self-love soak, which can feel, you know, a little corny, you know, to be honest, at first, it can feel a little bit corny. Like, it'll be like, oh, I don't know, this is really it. I'm just going to keep telling myself I love myself. Like, what? Like, that's just kind of crazy. And I always say, you fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. And by that, I mean that it's like love is vibration. You know, it's a vibration you're bringing into your cells. And so if you do it over and over and over again over the course of 40 days, I promise you, you will see shifts in your life. And it's, you know, self-love is fun. It's a daring act because we're, you know, kind of shy about it. Yeah. I often go out and I speak to people and I'll say, you know, this was at a Unity church recently and this kind of floored me because you would think people at a spiritual center would be all about this. But I'm like, how many of you, you know, they're there for a self-love talk. I was teaching Choosing Me Before We in my book. And I'm like, how many of you here would, you know, go out after the Sunday service or before the Sunday service with a sign that says, you know, I am madly in love with myself on one side. And the other side would say, and I really, you know, am here to help you be madly in love with you. Like, join the madly in love with me train. And no one answered, no one raised their hand except for me and Noah. And it was just like interesting, the taboo, you know, around self-love. And so we feel shy about it. We feel like, oh, I don't know. We feel, you know, all those fear-based, guilty feelings. And so that's one of the reasons why I have several 40-day practices, but the one I did most recently is the fear cleanse. And in fact, I was just this Saturday. Can I share the call on Saturday with everyone, Saskia?
Yeah. Yeah, I want you to. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, one of the things that, here's my kind of belief about love and fear, is that we all want to be loved, right? Doesn't matter how much money you have, how famous you are, how whatever. You want to be loved. And your job to yourself, as your own best friend, is to make sure you get that love. Okay, you are your own best friend. It's to make sure that you get that love. And part of that is really getting that it's your job to love yourself. You get to love yourself. And it's your job to choose love over fear. And to notice the ways in which fear sneaks itself into your life. So one way it often does is around our relationships, and when I say love life, I want to just be very specific here. Love life to me is not what your relationship status is. love life is, how wealthy are you feeling right now in love? How wealthy are you feeling right now in love?
Mm,
and that love comes, isn't that beautiful?
When I love that. I can just picture. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, we all want to be wealthy. We're just like we're misinformed about what wealthy is. I'm a big believer in definitions, as you can tell, because I just talked to, I just mentioned the definition of self-love. So if you look up the definition wealthy, there's this interesting thing that happens with definitions. They get changed, like, during points in history. And I don't know if there's, like, some person in some office somewhere that just randomly decides to change words at a whim. But I think that they oftentimes reflect, and you can see through the history of words, why we're kind of so messed up around certain things. Mm-hmm. And wealth is one of them. Wealth, if you look at the original definition of wealth, the original definition of wealth, wealth and wealthy, is happiness. It's abundance of happiness, which is what I think we all want. I don't care if you think you want a fancy car. I don't care if you think that you need to have $1 million in the bank. That's not really what you want. Be really honest with yourself. Happiness, you want love, and you want freedom.
Yeah.
That's what we all want. We just don't know how to get it.
Totally
messed up around that, right? So,
right.
But you have the power to by choosing love. And so one of the things that you can do in your life is to start to look at the places in which you're not feeling wealthy. Because you can be sure that fear is hanging out there. Big time. Big time. So if you're not feeling wealthy in your love life, you're not feeling like you have a wealth of love, then make it your business to go out and open up your heart to love, to open up your heart to receive more love. That's what my book, Choosing Me Before We, is all about. I've done a gazillion videos on it. If you go to my YouTube station, Self Love Station, you can find all kinds of videos there to open up your capacity for love. And I will also say that there is a direct correlation between how much wealth you feel in your love life and how much wealth you feel in your financial life. And
that's
sometimes when you get really wealthy in your love life, right, Saskia, and your financial life isn't feeling that way, they affect each other.
Yeah.
They affect each other. And I know with my relationship with Noah, one of the things that really stole love out of our life was our relationship around money.
Because
it was the one way that fear could get in and freak us both out. So one of the, and I know, I'm imagining, many of the listeners out there have some freak out about money. I mean, just what if you have any plug into any kind of news other than Transformational Talk Radio, the fear vibes are coming in. So this Saturday, I am hosting a call called My Money Peace, and you can go to My Money Peace, and it's PEACE.com, with my money dream team. And it's all about really looking at how fear gets into our love life, how fear gets into our life around money, and how we can actually create an alternate reality that's fear, that's love-based versus fear-based, and how we relate to our money and our lives and our soul's purpose, just as Saskia, you teach here.
Yeah.
And then real actions that you can take actually make shift when money fear shows up so it doesn't get in the way of your love life. And you feeling wealthy in love and happiness and freedom. So you're all invited. It's mymoneypeace.com. It's free. And I would love if all of you came and helped us shift the reality around fear and love and money.
That's beautiful, Christine. And if you would give, you know, any tips, because we're almost heading to, you know, the end of the show, what would that be? Like, if you could say three things, you know, guys, girls, do this, please.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, of course, getting your self-love kit, because I think that's the first step. But what would you say?
Here's my invitation and my challenge. One of the most powerful things that you can do is to make a self-love promise to yourself. So I'm going to give you two. They're the two I took 10 years ago that have changed my life. If you haven't taken these, take them. And when you take a vow, the way you take it is you actually say it out loud three times. Here's vow number one. I promise to love myself no matter what. I promise to fall in love with myself no matter what. Number one. Number two, I will not settle for less than my heart and soul desire. I will not settle for less than my heart and soul desire. And then the third piece of it is to pick a 40-day practice. 40 days from now, like December 11th, I think.
Christine, we're almost ending. So is this on your website?
It is. Well, I'll finish in 2 seconds here. Every morning when you wake up, do a self-love soak for 40 days. Your name, I love you. Your name, I love you. Do it for 40 days and see what happens.
Well, Christine, I want to thank you so much. I'm sure everybody has enjoyed it so much. If you want to look up Christine, her website is chooseselflove.com. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with me. And next week, we have a new guest, Michelle Laub, talking about the four agreements and how that can impact your life to live your life in abundance. So join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 Pacific. And I wish you a wonderful week. And we will talk next Thursday. This was Saskia.
Been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.